You're twice as sure with two great names. Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time, direct from Hollywood. Tonight, the radio production of a hilarious comedy success by Ring Lardner entitled Elmer the Great, starring Harold Perry, better known as the Great Gildersleeve. Now, here is our Saturday evening host, Herbert Marshall.
Good evening. Tonight, Frigidaire invites us to turn our thoughts from winter snow and to dally with pleasanter thoughts of spring. For our play is a balmy masterpiece by the late Ring Lardner, entitled Elmer the Great. Elmer is a baseball pitcher, and as everyone knows, baseball pitchers are even balmier than spring. So our star...
Howdy, fans. Howdy, Bart.
You see, I'm already getting into character.
Harold the Great Gildersleeve Perry. Welcome to Hollywood Star Time, Hal.
Bart, I love it. Gives me a chance to prove to my numerous relatives that, after all, I'm an actor. Of course, my true love is Gildersleeve. But I've been with him so long, I'm sure he'll get a kick out of me tonight just for being the great something else.
Great. So go get into uniform while Wendell Niles goes to bat for Frigidaire.
Okay, be right with you, folks. Howdy, Mom. This is your boy, Elmer. It's sure going to be a great game, Mom, so stick around. There ain't another pitcher in the whole new night.
Wendell, please.
Now, here with our play for tonight is your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Well, it's time to unveil Harold the Great Gildersleeve Perry as Elmer the Great. And the best place to unveil him is in the kitchen of his home in Indiana. So, fans, here is the pride of Gentryville, Indiana, Elmer Kane.
Elmer doesn't want to pay.
Quiet, dang it all. Shut up.
Oh, I tried to tell them, Elmer.
That's right, Elmer. She said...
Now, wait, Nellie. I said Elmer doesn't want to play, I said. Elmer's tuckered and he should go up and lie down.
That's right, Elmer.
Yes, that's what I said. And you can ask Nellie Poole and Mr.
Wade. Now, look here, Elmer. I came all the way out here from New York just to sign you up for the team. You can't just say no. It's unconstitutional.
Why can't I?
Because we pay $10,000 for your contract, that's why. We bought you from Fort Wayne. Besides, you're a baseball pitcher. Baseball pitchers ain't supposed to have enough sense to say no. They just pitch.
Well, I ain't going to go to New York. I don't like New York.
Well, how do you know you ain't never been there?
I don't have to go no place not to like it. I can just sit right here in Indiana and not like it, see? Besides, I'm tired. Going up and lay down. Ma, I sure hope you're going to have a right good supper, because I'm going to be powerful hungry.
Well, Elmer, you just ate a whole ham for lunch.
That's all over, boss. Let bygones be bygones. So long, folks. I'm plumb tired.
I guess that does it. Well, I can't just sit around this tank town waiting for a busher to make up his mind. I got to join the club down in Florida by Friday morning.
Well, it's a pity you can't reason with Elmer. I know he's a good pitcher because he told me he was. And we certainly could use the money, but Elmer is Elmer. Mercy, I smell my cake burning.
I'm burning, too. Maybe she smells me.
Mr. Wade.
Yeah, what is it, Miss Poole?
You got that contract with you?
Here it is. Offering that bum $5,000 for the season.
Well, you see, Elmer works for me at the store, and, he sort of pays attention to what I say. And I thought maybe if I could talk to him alone... Well, maybe I could get him to listen to reason. After all, the whole town's counting on him to make good.
Listen, miss, he's the best sidewinding pitcher since Walter Johnson. But I'm not going to hang around here trying to sell him a gallon of my blood.
Elmer just likes Gentryville, Mr. Wade. He thinks if the New Yorks want him to pitch for him, they should come out here to Indiana and play.
Sure. And we would, too. Except we got some other commitments for the next few months. Are you kidding?
No, that's just the way Elmer thinks.
Oh, please don't. That's all we need, a pitcher who's given to thinking. We had one last season who thought us right into the cellar.
Well, let me try, Mr. Wade. Will you be at the Mansion House?
Yeah. If anything breaks, give me a ring. Well, I'll leave the contract with you. Sure isn't going to do me any good if he doesn't sign. Well, good luck, kid.
I sure wish you could pitch.
Elmer!
Yeah?
You get up and get decent, Elmer, because I'm coming upstairs to talk to you right this minute.
Hey, boss. Sure am tired this afternoon.
Elmer Kane, what's got into you?
Nothing, boss. Why?
Don't you lie there and tell me that. You're acting like you've got hookworm.
Oh, Nellie, don't be mean to me.
Elmer, don't you know that everybody in Gentryville is rooting for you to be a big shot, and you're letting them down?
I didn't ask them to worry about me.
They know what a wonderful pitcher you are.
I can't help it if I'm wonderful, Nellie. I'm just plain wonderful, that's all.
Then you're afraid of the big leagues.
Me? Well, I could take all the teams in both leagues and make them look like they was leaning against the station, watching the Limited whiz by.
Then it's the money.
I wouldn't play with the New Yorks for a million.
But you can't play anywhere else now. They bought you.
I want to play right here in Gentryville.
Look at this contract. Do you know how much $5,000 is?
Sure, but you're just trying to trap me into counting.
Elmer Kane, if you don't go to New York, you're going to end up a big failure, like Artie Treadstill. Do you want to be like Artie?
Shucks, what's the matter with Artie?
You know darn well. He's been whittling so long in front of the courthouse that when he cut his finger off last week, he didn't even know it for 3 days.
Oh, boss, you're just giving me a bad time. You get inside of me and make me tell things I don't want to tell.
Well, you better tell me this time, Elmer.
Well, shucks, the reason I ain't going nowhere no how is you, Nellie.
Me?
Oh, gee, boss, you must have noticed something. The way I look at you down at the store when you're measuring ribbon. The way my heart keeps flopping around when I hold a ladder for you. Well, look here, right in the back of my 17-jewel watch, you see? Been a-carrying your picture all the time, right next to my heart. Except when I'm just wearing pants.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, guess I sure got it bad, Nellie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elmer. Really, I am.
Huh? What you mean, Nellie?
I'm sorry you feel that way. You see, well, Elmer, I just don't feel that way towards you. Well, I like you.
You mean you ain't fell in love with me?
No.
You mean I've been feeling this way all to myself? Well, what do you know?
And another thing. After this, I guess you better not come to work at the store. Goodbye, Elmer.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, Elmer?
You forgot your paper.
Oh, that's just that old contract. Goodbye.
Hello. Thought you'd never answer, Susie. Listen, get me the Mansion House. Yeah, I want to talk to that feller from New York. You bet I'm going. Yes, sirree. There ain't no flies on me, gal. I'm going to New York and show them fellers how to play baseball.
Yep. That's our Elmer. And as he says, there ain't no flies on him. Well, Elmer has finally joined the club in Florida, and his charming lack of modesty has not exactly endeared him to his mates on the team. Quite the contrary. As our scene opens, to coin a phrase, a few of the boys are gathered at the manager's room at his hotel, and the manager has Elmer on the telephone.
No, Elmer, that was a mistake. We didn't expect you to go out to the field and work out with the rookies. I don't blame you for being sore. But look, Elmer, before you pack up and go home, mate, come on down to my room. We got a big surprise for you. Yeah, come on down. Room 233. It's marked on the door. 233. Yeah, two and two threes. Attaboy.
Hey, what's this big surprise you got for him?
Oh, I don't know. We'll just have to figure something out.
Say, I got an idea, Walker. Whose heat lamp is this?
Mine, lame brain. I use it on my knee for Charlie's.
Well, Elmer's ambition is to talk over the radio.
So what?
So we take this lamp, tell him it's a microphone, and let him talk to it.
Hey, quiet, quiet. Shut up. Maybe it's him. Come in.
Hey.
Well, look who's This here Evelyn Corey, Miss Broadway herself. Hiya, baby.
Hiya, boy.
Hey, what are you doing down here?
This is my hometown. My sister's getting married, so I took a powder on the show and came over.
Listen, Evelyn. Evelyn, I've got an idea.
Something you ate, Mr. Walker?
Now, look, kid. We got a ball player on the club this year we're having trouble with. Will you play straight for me, no matter what I tell him? Awful lash, you understand?
What's the trouble? Is he a jerk?
The village square.
Sure, I'll go along with your play. Where is he?
Hold everything. Hold it. Yeah? Who's there?
Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane.
Is he kidding?
Pipe down, pipe down. Oh, well, come in, Elmer. Well, Elmer, I'm sure sorry you had to go out to the park today. Imagine some dope sending you out with the rookies. No wonder you're sore.
I'm sore, all right. But it always takes me about 2 weeks to get over being sore. What's the surprise you said there was? Something to eat?
First let me present to you Miss Evelyn Corey of the New York stage.
Hello, Elmer.
And Evelyn, this is Elmer Kane himself. Elmer the Great in the flesh. The fastest ball pitcher in the country.
Yeah, or in the city either.
Oh. Well, I'm certainly glad to meet you, Elmer. Gee.
Well, that's all right. Well, what's the big surprise you fellers were saying about?
Well, ain't you surprised to meet Miss Corey?
What for? Is she a female pitcher?
Oh. Wait a minute, boys. I guess Elmer doesn't really understand who Miss Corey is. You see, Elmer, Miss Corey is a big wheel in radio.
Yeah?
Yeah. President Truman couldn't get away, so he asked Evelyn to drop down here and ask you to say a few words over the radio. You know, just a few modest words about yourself.
Don't Mr. Truman know I'm a Republican?
Well, I guess he's willing to waive that, Elmer. He just feels you owe it to the nation to say something about yourself to him.
Yeah, and all you have to do, Elmer, is to speak right out loud into that.
What's that?
That's a new type of microphone, Elmer.
Oh, just talk right into her.
That's right. Now, we're all ready to go anytime you are. America is waiting.
Okay, let's go.
Good, I'll introduce you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Evelyn Corey speaking. It is my good fortune to introduce now one of the greatest figures the game of baseball has ever known.
Tell him I'm a pitcher.
The great pitcher, Mr. Elmer Kane.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It's afternoon.
It's after what?
Go ahead, Elmer. Shut up, you guys. Keep quiet.
Yeah. This here's Elmer Kane speaking.
Coke Kane's brother.
Hey, I'm going to pop somebody if you fellas don't shut up.
Shut up, fella. Go on, Elmer. Go on.
And louder. They can't hear you.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This here's Elmer Kane speaking. Wish all the little boys in America the best of luck in baseball, the same like I and Babe Ruth and others. I'm glad the New Yorks have got me, and I guess the New Yorks will be glad to get back into the World Series. In the World Series, I ain't going to use nothing but my fast and my downer, and I guess that'll be plenty and how.
Say a few words to President Truman, Elmer.
What?
President Truman. He's listening in.
Sure. Good evening, Harry. This is Elmer Kane speaking. I hope you'll be at the World Series to see four straight games won by I and the New Yorks, cause...
Mention Mrs. Truman.
What?
Mention Mrs. Truman.
Oh. You better bring Mrs. Truman along, too, Harry, and she can meet me, too. Night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless all the little children, especially baseball fans. Yours truly, Elmer Kane. Now you can clap if you want to.
Oh, you're wonderful, Elmer, just wonderful. You know who you sound like?
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
Who's he, an outfielder? Hey, look out, fellas, that's a dinner bell, and I'm hungry.
In a moment, we continue with Act Two of Elmer the Great, starring Harold Perry, the Great Gildersleeve. For our play, and here is our host, Herbert Marshall. Act Two of Elmer the Great, starring Harold Perry as Elmer, with the music score composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Well, it's been a great season, folks, and everybody is astounded over the fact that the New Yorks now have a crack at the pennant. Everybody, that is, but Elmer Kane.
His fast ball and his downer have pulled a second-rate ball club to the top. And nothing lies ahead but glory, money, and, of course, gentle fans, the plot. Yes, while poor Elmer is in St. Louis, slaving over a hot pitcher's mound, a couple of snide characters are at work in Gentryville, Indiana, USA.
But I don't understand, Mr. Stillman.
Well, you see, Elmer's been gambling this pool. Dice.
Oh.
A gambler named Crabtree got these IOUs from him, see? Look, one for 500, one for $2,000, one for $3,000.
But that's more than Elmer will make all season.
And he's a stubborn boy, and that's why we come to you. Now, look, we've heard you have some influence on him, see? So all you got to do is just put your signature on this innocent little document. Don't cost you nothing, just put
it there. Well, what does it say?
Ah, nothing to worry about. Now, listen to it. Dear Elmer, to pay off the $5,500 you owe to Mr. Crabtree, I have mortgaged the house.
But I didn't.
Listen, Nellie, if this debt isn't cleared up, Crabtree will expose him to the manager, and Elmer will never pitch in the World Series.
Oh, no.
Now, to save him, I'm willing to put up the money for him. But I know he won't take it unless he thinks it comes from you, see?
Well, what else does the letter say?
All right, now listen. I am sure you'll do whatever Mr. Stillman says so that you can get the money to pay...
What does this letter mean, Mr. Stillman?
Just what it says, Elmer. That poor girl. She mortgaged your property to pay off your IOUs to Crabtree.
Why, that dirty Crabtree. I'd kill him right now if he was here. Well, Nellie will get hers, every nickel. And by Henry, I'll win this pennant now and bring this club into the World Series if I have to pitch every darn game here in St. Louis myself.
Now, listen, Kane, don't be a sucker. There's a lot of ball players on this club beside you. And take it from me, several of them have already listened to reason.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I'm giving you $5,500.
$5,500?
That's right. Stick it right in your kick and just put your name on this paper.
I don't get this. What do I have to sign something for?
Oh, just a receipt, just to prove I've delivered it, so.
Gee, I don't know, feller.
Tell me, you better take Nellie's advice and do what I say.
Okay. Shucks, I don't understand all this. Guess I'm in pretty deep, huh?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. All you gotta do is just throw that apple kind of... down the middle where the St. Louis's can hit it once in a while, that's all. Nothing shady or nothing like that. Just honest mistakes. You get it?
Yeah. Sure, I get it.
And Elmer, there's nothing else you can possibly do.
Why did I ever roll the bones of that Crabtree feller? I'm all washed up. All washed up. Nellie. Gee, Nellie, I'm sure...
Elmer, we've been tricked.
Tricked?
I didn't see through it all back in Indiana when the man came to see me. Not until I thought it over. And then I come here to St. Louis on the first plane. Elmer, you didn't follow the advice in that letter.
You mean that letter he writ me?
Yeah, only I didn't. He did. And I signed it. Only I shouldn't have. He's a crook.
Nellie. Pitch him down the middle, he said, so the St. Louis's can hit him.
Elmer, you didn't agree...
Great smoked fish, Nellie, I've been had. I see it all now. The old squeeze play. And I gave that guy a receipt and promised. Oh, boiled beaver biscuits, I'm sunk, Nellie.
Never say die. Remember, Elmer, we're from Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad you said that, Nellie.
Elmer. Oh, there you are.
Yep, here I am, Evelyn.
Evelyn. The manager told me to find you, baby. He wants to see you right away.
Okay, I'll be there.
Hey, I'm catching today, kid. Am I catching you?
Crowley, you're the only fellow who can help me. Evelyn, tell Mr. Dave I'll be right up.
Okay.
Crowley, this is my friend Nellie Poole. She's got a letter to show you.
Here.
Read it. And I want you to do something for me. And then I'm going to start warming up. I'm going in there today and pitch them goofballs. I'm going to lick those slickers if I never do anything in my whole life.
Wait a minute now.
Yes, boss?
Who is that pretty girl that knows you well enough to call you
Elmer?
Okay,
I read the letter. What do you want me to do? Shoot some guy?
Go down to Riley's and bet this 5,500 spondulics even money that I win this ball game today. You got it?
Got it.
And me, I'm going to see the manager right now.
Elmer Kane, I want to know what that woman means to you.
Great crying scrod, Nellie. Ain't I got enough trouble out of my way, woman? Don't you know there's a ball game on?
Don't Don't you play dumb with me, Kane. We've got you dead to rights, both of you. You and your little catcher friend here.
Look, Mr.
Parker. Don't you try to bluff me, Kane. We trailed the guy that slipped you the dough. Caught him and his pals telephoning bets all over the country. The cops have him right now on the pokey. You were going to throw this game today, that's what.
That's a filthy, dirty, rotten lie.
Then why did you take the money?
Evelyn, I took the money because I got a letter. Because the gal that signed that letter didn't know what she was doing. I took the money to bet on myself, to bet that I'd win.
That's right, Walker. I bet the dough for him, even money to win.
Wait a minute. You mean you were going to double-cross the gamblers?
You bet. But I was going to give them back all their rotten dough after I won enough with it to get back them IOUs. Wasn't even going to play crooked with the crooks.
Well, Kane, I think you're telling the truth.
You mean I start then?
Yes, go out there and warm up.
Shucks, ain't been cool since I left Indiana.
Ah, that we were Red Barber or Clem McCarthy to take you in with the madding crowd of that memorable game. To do cold southern justice to that wondrous game, to describe every move of our hero as he blanked the four St. Louis's. Nay, blanked is too mild a word, for he bowled them over with his fast one and left them waving helplessly at his downer. But now it's all over, and the pennant belongs to the New Yorks. Our modest hero is solvent again, and he's left the clamor of his fame to sit once more beside the table in Ma's kitchen, home in Indiana.
Now, Elmer, you gotta eat, boy. Have more.
No, Ma. I'm full. But maybe if you pressed me, you might have some more eggs benedictine.
Eggs benedict... Land sakes, but travel sure has broadened you, Elmer.
Shucks, that's nothing, Ma. You ought to hear me order them grape Suzettis and them swell cafes back east.
Well, I declare. Oh, did you mail that letter he was writing last night?
Yep, and I sure told him. Ma, I says to the club that as long as I'm the greatest attraction the game has ever saw, I'm entitled to $25,000 increase for next season.
My goodness.
Yep.
But I hope you didn't misspell any of the words, especially the 25,000 part of it.
I looked it up. After all, Ma, if it wasn't for me, Philadelphia might have won the flag instead.
Hello, Mrs. Kane.
Hello.
Hi, Famous. Caught up with your beauty sleep?
Hi, Nellie. Hi, Wade. Yep, I'm catching up.
Elmer, look, I've been in this burg since Monday trying to get you signed to a new contract. Come on, kid. Give me a break so I can scram, will you? Here, I brought it along. Imagine, they're offering you $25,000 after only one season. It's unheard of.
Nope. I've got to get $30,000 this year. Don't throw in the goofballs. 30 or nothing.
Elmer, you mean it?
I'm dead set in earnest, Nellie.
Now, wait a minute, Elmer. You can't do this to me.
Gracious, who could that be?
Maybe it's the Baseball Hall of Fame asking for Elmer's bust.
What do you mean, bust? I never bust yet. Played every minute of every game I was in.
It's for you, Mr. Wade. The Mansion House say they got a telegram for you.
Okay.
Sit down, Nellie, and have some demi-tassi.
Yeah. Huh?
Hello. Yeah, that's right. Okay, read it. Yeah? Yeah? Well, what do you know? Okay, thanks. Hey, guess what? Evelyn Corey just got married to Dave.
Dave?
Dave Walker, Ma. He's the manager of the New Yorks. No kidding. Did she really marry him?
Oh, that's what the telegram said.
Gee, can you beat that, Philly?
Who's she, Elmer?
The gal you saw in St. Louis.
Oh, the one that followed you around all season?
Yeah. Bet he married her out of pity. Guess the poor little thing was brokenhearted because I wouldn't pay no attention to her.
Say, I got a wonderful idea. How would you like to give Dave and Evelyn a wonderful wedding present?
Huh?
Yeah. Put your name on this $25,000 contract and let me slip it to him. It'll tickle him to death. I'll tell him you signed it because Evelyn was so nice to you when she came out to the ball club to see Dave.
See Dave?
Well, sure. Well, they were engaged all season.
Are you a kidding?
No, I'm giving it to you straight.
Oh, well.
Sure. You see, Miss Poole, Evelyn used to come down and straighten Elmer out for Dave.
Oh, she did, eh?
Now, how about signing up, Elmer? Eh? What do you say?
Let me see that contract.
Sure, here.
Thank you. Well, you just leave this with me, Mr. Wade, and you can wire Dave everything's okay. You'll have these signed documents in 48 hours.
Huh? Well, that's great. Wonderful.
Yep, anything Nellie says goes with me.
Great. Wait till Dave hears about this.
Yeah, I hope he's happy. You see, Mr. Wade, this contract isn't made out for $25,000. It's made out for
$30,000. Huh? No, it couldn't be. But good grief, I pulled out the wrong one.
Oh, so you had one made out for $25,000 and one for $30,000.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Oh, do me a favor, will you, Elmer?
Never let Dave find out how I blew this deal, will you, please?
Nope, I'll just act natural and play dumb.
I wish to heaven I was as dumb as you are. So long.
Goodbye, Mr. Wade. Well, Elmer?
Wait a minute, Nellie. What's that other paper you got in your hand?
Oh, this. Just our wedding license.
Our wet? You mean me and you? Excuse me, I mean I and you?
Of course.
But, Nellie, you said when I showed you the picture I had carrying in my watch, you said...
Oh, that... That was just to get you to leave town and show those big shots your fast one and your downer.
And you've been feeling about me like I've been feeling about you all this time?
Sure. I knew you'd make good, Elmer. But, gee, now everybody will be saying I married you just for your money.
Why, they wouldn't Dash do such a thing. If I ever heard anybody even look like he was thinking such a thing, I'd wrap his ears around his throat and
oh,
I'd...
Oh, Elmer, you're so strong, so masterful.
Yeah, just plain wonderful, ain't I?
Thank you, Harold Perry, and the grand supporting cast for your delightful performances in Elmer the Great. In just a moment, I'll be back to tell you about the great star and most intriguing story on next week's show.
Harold Perry appeared tonight through arrangement with Kraft Foods Company. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer. Now, once again, your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Wendell, not long ago, one of those joyous occasions came about where, through the magic of a fine script and enlightened direction, moviegoers were swept into gales of laughter over the goings-on in a picture entitled Hired Wife. Radio-wise, it was tailor-made for such a star as the perfectly enchanting Jane Wyman. And, too, it'll give me a chance for an honest bit of work at the mic, as it were.
Don't forget, next week, when Frigidaire presents Jane Wyman and Herbert Marshall in the Universal International comedy Hired Wife. And your regular Frigidaire host...
As ever, Herbert Marshall. Good night.
Hollywood Star Time was directed by Jack Johnstone. Tonight's script was written by Frank Wilson. Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.